This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
And I'm pleased, but not surprised, by the number of my former Republican colleagues in the Senate who have acknowledged already the results of the Electoral College. I thank them, and I'm convinced we can work together for the good of the nation.
It has been a whirlwind, a process that is traditionally pro forma, especially given the obvious outcome of the November 3rd election. But Joe Biden is now officially the president-elect of the United States of America. With more, AP White House correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Electoral College has formally chosen Joe Biden as the nation's next president, confirming his November win amid President Trump's refusal to concede. From Harrisburg,
20 votes for the Honorable Joseph R. Biden,
to Lansing,
16 votes for Joseph R. Biden,
to Sacramento,
Joseph R. Biden of Delaware, a Democrat, ayes 55, noes 0.
Biden scored 306 electoral votes, the same as Trump 4 years ago, a landslide echoing Trump's words in 2016.
By his own standards, these numbers represented a clear victory then, and I respectfully suggest they do so now.
Still, the president did not concede, even as Republican allies like Missouri's Roy Blunt did.
Vice President Biden is the president-elect.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Representative Paul Mitchell, a retiring Republican from Michigan, says he's disaffiliating from the GOP and becoming an independent for the rest of his term, which probably is only about another month. In a letter to Republican National Committee Chair Rona McDaniel, Mitchell wrote, "It is unacceptable for political candidates to treat our election system as though we are a third world nation." Who did he vote for? President Trump. This is VOA.